you know, happy news here is that the Federal News Radio booth here at the Management of Change Conference is right next to the coffee table.
Well, it makes your life that much better.
I know. It's brilliant, brilliant planning by the staff here. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller is joining us. And Jason, we're talking a little bit about some of the panels that are going on today. We heard earlier from Mary Davey about some of the IT and acquisition stuff that's going to be going on. What else is coming up?
Well, one of the things about this conference that really works well is that it's planned both by government and industry. Mm-hmm. So the ideas that come to, what kind of panel do we have? It's not just an advisory board, but it's really, it's a big group participation. And okay, what's hot, what's not, and that's what they're going through. So, for instance, today, you know, this morning we start with the idea of delivering IT solutions. Well, it's a panel that they could have had 5 years ago, 7 years ago. But as things change and as things, you know, you get new technologies and new ideas and new administrations, that type of thing, it's like, okay, well, how are you taking on, for instance, cloud computing, or how are you taking on mobile, or how are you taking on the shared infrastructure ideas? And that's what the type of thing that we're going to hear from today, I would imagine. I mean, if you think about who's on the panel, the State Department, GSA, the former CIO over at New York, State of New York, and then Richard Spires from DHS,
oh, yeah.
They all kind of bring a different perspective, a big agency, a small agency, a service provider. And I think that's the type of thing that draws people, obviously, to the conference, but also really gives you an idea of, okay, what's the direction agencies and the government's heading.
And you know what's interesting also about this, and we were talking about it with Mary Davey from GSA, and that is it is constantly evolving. We are way past the time now where you can have a plan in place and wait and let that plan simmer and set and do its thing. And then start another plane. You can't do that anymore. It's constantly building that airplane in flight.
Well, one of the things about this administration specifically that you've seen maybe a little different from previous ones is that they want stuff done in 6, 18 month, you know, 12 month time frames.
Oh, yeah.
So CIOs, and not just CIOs, but acquisition officers, chief financial officers, program people are under a different kind of pressure. It's still, you know, it's not that they weren't under pressure under, for instance, the Bush administration or the Clinton administration. It's just, it's a different type of them because it's part of what the evolution we're seeing of technology. You know, the Big Bang Theory is not working. Okay, well, let's think of something else. Okay, well, what's something else? Well, it's agile development. Mm-hmm. You know, next year or 5 years from now, it will be something else. We know that.
So it's not just time pressure. It's knowledge of the market and knowledge of what technology is out there.
Exactly. And what's the industry best practices? Because there's been a big push over the last decade to bring those industry best practices in. And I think that's what we're starting to see is, okay, well, industry has moved down this path. Now the government's following them down a path. And then sometimes it's vice versa. The government's down a path and the industry follows the government.
We are talking with reporter Jason Miller. He and I are broadcasting live this morning from the Management of Change Conference. And the keynote speaker, Dave McClure, tell us about what's coming up there.
Well, I wish I knew. I asked yesterday. I said, hey, Dave, what are you talking about?
He didn't give you a sneak preview?
He gave me a smile.
Oh, rude.
I think he walked away. No,
well,
he didn't do that.
That's more a reflection on you.
But I would imagine he's going to talk the two big things that he follows, cloud computing, the new GSA a blanket purchase agreement they put out for the government-wide acquisition of email as a service, collaboration services, and records management.
Yep.
And I think he'll talk FedRAMP a little bit. I've been told they're fairly close on FedRAMP, which is the cloud services where everyone, you submit a application and it gets certified and accredited to run on a network at certain levels. And FedRAMP's a big thing. I think there's a ton of people in the industry waiting for FedRAMP. They're very close. And then we may see some new policy. We may see some other things that are coming. I think Dave may touch upon it.
What do you mean they're very close? Close to what?
Yes, that's maybe what Dave will talk about. I think they're close to releasing a final version of the standards, of the rules, of the guidance around how to do FedRAMP. How can a vendor's product, how can a application get certified and accredited so it can run on, you know, you do it once and anyone can use it. And that's the idea behind FedRAMP, that your agency, my agency, somebody else's agency doesn't all have to do different things, but we can all trust that GSA, DHS, and DOD certified and credited it to a certain level, and then we all can use it. All the agencies can use it. So I think that's what you may hear Dave talk about.
And that's his keynote today, right?
That is keynote today. It's lunchtime. And then after lunch, there's several other interesting panels. There's one, obviously, on information exchange and interoperability. Mm-hmm. And then another one on strategies for establishing effective IT governance. And then there's two unconferences, which would be very interesting to see how that kind of works. I think that's the first time this conference has done the unconference. You've been to them.
I've been to them, and I've had several people approach me from the dinner last night and asked me, what is an unconference? And I
How do you describe it, right?
I don't know how to describe that.
It's a feeling.
It's a philosophy.
It's a philosophy.
It's a way of being. I really don't know how to describe it. You have to attend it to find out.
That's what people are going to do. And if you're not here, you're going to have to listen to our reports. We'll tell people about how the unconference went.
Absolutely. And we will continue broadcasting live here from the Management of Change Conference all morning long. Reporter Jason Miller, thanks so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
And I'll be seeing you around here. There's coffee and Danish. Go enjoy. Reporting live. Management of Change Conference, Amy Morris, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.